Good morning, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to another episode of Dialed In. This is a broadcast where we focus on communication, relationships, and personal growth with actionable steps that you can implement immediately to help you live your best life. Today, we're talking about the picture in our heads and how that picture can totally mess with our lives, if we allow it. Now, as we begin, I'd like you to take a minute to step back from your life and see it from the outside. Is it the picture that you imagined when you were 16, 18, 25? Is it better? Is it worse? Or maybe it's just simply different. How does the picture in your head compare to the life that you are living? Now, the picture that we have in our heads can look different and show up in ways in our lives that sometimes even surprise us. If we aren't careful, it can make us miserable. That picture can even make us play small and live discouraged. Here's an example. Years ago, I had a business office manager that I worked with who was extremely detailed. She had organizational qualities that I admired, and she also was a dear friend. The thing is, she spent a lot of time discouraged and frustrated because things around her didn't always look like the picture in her head. We spent a lot of time talking through different ways to manage the expectations that she had and then be able to adapt to circumstances that didn't play out the way she had anticipated. She loved having a backup plan for every scenario, and sometimes when she didn't anticipate a scenario happening, it threw her for a loop. Now, for some of the other people in the office, her behavior was a source of frustration for them. They just couldn't understand why she didn't go with the flow. Now, looking back, I can see clearly that a big part of this was just because we had vast differences in personalities at play. At the time, I saw her trying hard each day to make things look like the picture in her head. And this picture was amazing and organized and predictable and safe. And I agreed that the picture was right, but it didn't take into account the unexpected happenings, like people interrupting, people not showing up, or computer systems going down. When things like this happened, it completely threw everything off. Now, I bet if we looked at our lives, that things rarely turn out like the picture in our heads. Sometimes they are better, sometimes worse, and sometimes they're just different. So my question for you today is, how is your picture serving you? Are you so attached to the picture in your head that when something comes up different, that you can't adjust? Life is unpredictable, and being so attached to what you think it should be can stop you from living your best life. What if your picture pales in comparison to what God has planned for you, but you're so busy protecting your picture and staying attached to your picture that you play small? I would encourage you to take some time this week and evaluate your picture. Look for it in your relationships, in your everyday interactions. Check to see if it's leading you to disappointment or frustration. And if it does, think on this, because it doesn't have to be this way. The picture in your head is simply your lens for which you see the world. And the great news is, you can change your lens. It has taken me years to understand this principle. I find that my attachment to things, my attachment to the picture in my head, is really what causes my suffering. A turning point for me happened several years ago. I've been hoping for a promotion for a couple of years, and it was finally within my reach. I've been offered a newly created position, and although it wasn't the ideal role, it was a move up the corporate ladder. My boss and I had discussed my wage and the transition dates, and I was so excited. And just before it was to happen, she called me and said the position had been scrapped, that things had changed, and they were moving in a different direction. I was completely and utterly devastated. It was not the picture in my head. Now, typically, I don't consider myself one to wallow, but I was so shaken. At the time, I couldn't understand what I had done wrong. In the months prior, I had started working with a life coach, and things in my life were improving at a rapid rate. I was even more self-aware than I had ever been, and I was learning how to rely on who I was and not attaching my worth to the title I had or the money that I made. And this circumstance brought all of my feelings of unworthiness back to the surface. And really, I was wrecked. I came home from work, curled up in a ball on the bed, and sobbed. I became convinced that maybe I just needed to play small and give up on my aspirations. Now, what's interesting about this is that after working through the emotions with my coach and understanding that the decision wasn't about me or my capabilities, a few months later, I was offered a different corporate role. In fact, it was one that I had really wanted to begin with. So what if my picture about the first promotion that didn't go through was different? What if the lens at which I viewed that had been something like believing that something better was around the corner for me instead of all of my dreams being shattered? What if my picture had been flexible, and if I wasn't so attached to the plan in my picture, I wouldn't have had so much pain? It's our attachment to the picture in our heads that screws us up most in life. In fact, that statement was printed on a sign that I bought from my business office manager many years ago. I encourage you to think on this week. If you do, I promise it'll change things for you. Thank you for being here this morning and spending time with me. I know it's early. Actually, we're sitting in Utah this morning, and it's just 5 a.m. here. Don't forget to sign up for my newsletter and my blogs at BethanyKlim.com. I'm here to help you use your gifts and talents to live your best life and to shine. I'm cheering you on. I believe in you. Until next time, shine bright and stay dialed in. Have a great day, everyone.